허브거나
소나.
아스널 fans are in shock after hearing that Vivian Miedema, one of the best players in women's football, will be leaving the club. The decision not to renew her contract has been met with heavy criticism, especially from former England star Ellen White. White can't believe the club would let such a key player go without a fight, especially given Miedema's impressive record despite her recent injury struggles. Manchester City is already eyeing her, showing just how valued she is. On the men's side, Arsenal's hopes for a Premier League title are still alive, but hanging by a thread. We need to beat Everton and hope West Ham can at least draw with Manchester City. The odds are slim, only about 16% according to Opta, but there's still a chance for a dramatic final day. No matter what happens, this season has been a significant step forward for the team under Mikel Arteta. Even if we don't win the title this year, Arteta's Arsenal has shown incredible progress. We're likely to finish with 89 points, a total that would have won the league in many other years. The team has been impressive, especially against the other top teams, and has one of the best defensive records. This all points to a bright future for the club. Looking ahead, there's a lot to be hopeful about. Arsenal is already planning to bring in new talent to replace Miedema, like Barcelona's Mariano Caldente. And the men's team, despite the odds, has shown they can compete at the highest level. This week has been an emotional rollercoaster for Arsenal fans, but there's a strong sense of optimism for the future. It looks like Arsenal's goalkeeper David Raya is sticking around for good. He was front and centre in the launch of Arsenal's new kit for the next season, which pretty much confirms he's here to stay. Raya's been solid in goal since joining from Brentford, and it seems Arsenal's happy with what they've seen. We had a deal in place to buy him for £27 million and now it seems we're going to activate it. But what does this mean for Aaron Ramsdale, the one who used to be Arsenal's main goalkeeper? Well, it's not great news for him. With Raya staying, Ramsdale might be looking for a way out to get more playing time. Former Arsenal player David Seaman thinks Ramsdale could find a good fit at clubs like, say, Chelsea or West Ham, where he'd have a better shot at being the top goalkeeper. As the summer transfer window approaches, it'll be interesting to see how Arsenal continues to shape our team for the future under Mikel Arteta's guidance. Arsenal's been eyeing this young striker Benjamin Sesko from RB Leipzig. He's not quite the finished product yet, but he's got some serious potential. Standing tall at 6'5", he's got the physicality and goal-scoring ability that Arsenal could use up front. But here's the thing. Arsenal already has Kai Havertz, stepping up as our main striker, and he's been doing a fantastic job lately. His versatility and goal-scoring record have made some people think maybe Arsenal doesn't need to splash out big money on the top striker this summer. However, Arsenal's still keeping an eye on Sesko, and for good reason. He's shown a lot of promise, scoring 13 goals in the Bundesliga this season alone. Plus, he's got the kind of raw talent that Arsenal could develop into a top-class striker. Sesko's got some areas to improve on, like his ability to work in tight spaces and break down deep defences. But with Havertz doing so well, there's not a ton of pressure on Sesko to come in and immediately start banging in goals. Sesko could be a smart investment for Arsenal, especially if we can nab him at the right price. He's got the potential to become a real star in the future. So, Arsenal recently unveiled our new Adidas home kit for the 2024-25 season. It's got a significant change from previous designs. Instead of the club's badge, the kit features a cannon, a symbol deeply rooted in Arsenal's identity. This is the first time in 35 years that a cannon has adorned the home shirt. The decision to incorporate the cannon was made to honour Arsenal's rich history and legacy. Sam Handy, Adidas's SVP of Product and Design, stressed the importance of this symbol to both players and supporters. Interestingly, the new kit won't make its debut on the field during Arsenal's final match against Everton. Unlike previous seasons, where the new kit was worn for the last game, Arsenal has opted to stick with their current strip. This decision reflects the ongoing title race, as Arsenal still has a shot at clinching their first Premier League title in 20 years. While the men's team won't be sporting the new kit, Arsenal's women's team will be wearing it for their final game against Brighton and Hove Albion this Saturday. So Man City's got these 115 charges hanging over their heads, right? It's a pretty big deal in the Premier League. These charges go back over 10 years, all the way from 2008-09 to 2018-19. And they're not just about breaking some small rules. We're talking serious stuff like reporting dodgy financial figures, shady deals with related parties, and even questionable payouts to managers. It's a big cloud of uncertainty hanging over the league. Now, these charges are serious enough that they could lead to some hefty punishments. We're not just talking point deductions here, we're talking about stripping titles and even relegation. It happened before in other leagues, like when Juventus got hit hard for match fixing in 2006, so it's not totally out of the realm of possibility. But here's where it gets interesting for Arsenal. If Man City does get punished, and let's say they have to give up some titles, we could be benefiting big time. Remember, we were runners-up last year while all this was going on. So if City gets stripped of some titles, Arsenal could move up in the standings. It's like a second chance at glory, but we've got to wait and see how it all plays out. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta has earned a prestigious award that even Pep Guardiola hasn't received yet. Arteta, known for revitalizing Arsenal, received the Officer's Cross of the Royal Order of Isabella the Catholic for his contributions to football and international relations. This rare honor, dating back to 1815, is granted by the King of Spain and recognizes exceptional service. Despite Guardiola's remarkable coaching career, he hasn't received this accolade. Arteta, formerly Guardiola's assistant at Manchester City, expressed gratitude for the award, stressing the people who influenced his journey. The Spanish ambassador praised Arteta for strengthening ties between Spain and the UK through football. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!